From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting the latest on the deadly explosion in Pakistan. Officials in Pakistan say an overturned oil tanker burst into flames Sunday, killing at least 140 people and injuring 80 more. Many of them are in critical condition. Authorities say those killed and injured appear to have rushed to the scene to gather the leaking fuel. Reuters' Scarlett Sitinovich has more on the disaster.
The vehicle overturned after trying to make a sharp turn on a highway near the city of Bahawalpur. People had gathered to collect fuel when the tanker exploded, burning everyone on and around the spot. A rescue worker's spokesman says initial reports are that somebody tried to light a cigarette, catching spilt fuel alight, which led to the blast. Serious burn victims, several in critical condition, were airlifted to nearby hospitals. Firefighters fought the flames for over 2 hours before extinguishing the fire. A large number of other vehicles were also destroyed in the blaze.
Rescue workers in China are attempting to recover bodies Sunday following the deadly landslide in the southwestern province of Sichuan. Officials say 93 people remain missing after a huge landslide Saturday buried a mountain village in Mao County. Three people, a couple and their baby, were found alive immediately after the landslide, but no other survivors have been found. Two suspected militants attacked a provincial police headquarters in western Indonesia on Sunday. A police officer and an assailant were both killed in the attack. A police spokesperson says men stormed the headquarters in the capital city of Medan, wielding a knife and a machete. This is VOA News. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels have agreed greater cooperation as the continent grapples with a series of terror attacks. But little progress has been made on other challenges, including Brexit and the migration crisis. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
13 maddeyle ilgili yaklaşımı biz uluslararası hukuka aykırı buluyoruz. Zira devletler arası hukukta ülkelerin egemenlik haklarına bu denli bir saldırı.
Prime Minister Theresa May says the government will set out more detailed proposals on Monday. Turkey's president says he will not pull out Turkish troops from their base in Qatar. By doing so, he is rejecting a demand by major Arab states that it do so to end the ongoing crisis with the small Gulf country. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the demand disrespectful. He said Turkey would not seek permission from the others when making its defense cooperation agreements. The president had this to say about the 13-point demand list on Sunday as he left a mosque. He said, "We see the attitude regarding the 13 articles in contradiction with international law because there cannot be an attack on the rights of state sovereignty and laws between states. In fact, here we see an attack against a state's sovereignty rights." The exterior insulation on several dozen high-rise buildings in England has failed the fire safety tests. The tests were initiated following the recent London fire that left 79 dead. Cladding samples failed the safety test Saturday at 34 apartment buildings in cities including London, Manchester, Plymouth, and Portsmouth. Government officials said the tests are continuing. Meantime, several residential high-rise buildings in London have been evacuated because of fire safety concerns following that deadly blaze. This woman is a resident of one of the evacuated buildings.
"We've had fire brigade here all day, Camden Council, police. I had a fire safety check done today. Why have they left it till 8:30 at night to start getting residents out? Where do they think we're all going?"
That building that burned and those evacuated are all part of a government-run, low-cost public housing development in London. And that's the latest from VOA in Washington. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.